As a whole, last week was good for me. I had a record of 5-2. 2-0 on Thursday, 2-0 on Monday, but lousy on Sunday, 1-2. So for the season, my record is 10-11. Big Mac's record is 9-12. That means you're pulling up the caboose. But that Thomas Lugauer, man, he's been unbelievable. He has a record of 14-7. Am I right about that, Lugie?
Acknowledge me.
Oh, I acknowledged you. Now, let's make these picks. Game number one, I kind of agree with what Craig has alluded to when we've talked about this game, and that's a big night for Cincinnati. And I think a little bit is the bias of who I'm rooting for, but a lot of it is also seeing this Bengal team kind of wake up last week against our lousy Jet team. Look, Joe Burrow is still going to run for his life, but Joe Burrow got rid of the football very quickly last week. He also escaped a lot. This is a much better team than the way they played in the first 2 weeks of this season. Thursday night football, the color rush jerseys, or whatever the hell they're calling those jerseys. And look, I respect what Miami's done. They ain't that good. Give me Cincinnati laying 3.5. But on the other side, I will take a pro-Miami prop, and that's Tua passing for more than 254.5 yards. I've seen this prop move, by the way. When I checked it an hour ago, it was 252. Now it's up to 254. He wasn't asked to throw a lot last week. He did make the big play when he needed to, specifically the Jalen Waddle play on 3rd and 22. I think the Bengals play from ahead. I think Tua was forced to throw the ball 40 times today, and I think those passing yard numbers go up. He's eclipsed that number in 2 of 3 weeks. The only week he didn't was the game against Buffalo, in which he only attempted 18 passes. So for me, Cincinnati laying 3.5, pick number one, and the prop on Tua throwing for more than 254.5 in pick number two. Let's go to the guy in last place, Big Mac.
Hey, Big Mac.
Well, unfortunately for you, I agree with you. I think this is a big night for Cincy. I think it's more about Miami for me. Cincinnati does had the big week last week against the Jets, righted themselves. They might not be as good as the team that made it to the Super Bowl last year or wherever that good and just happened to get there, but they're still a solid team. I like them coming up. But this is more about Miami. Short week, an arduous task trying to beat the Buffalo Bills last week. That was an out-out all-in-out battle. Then the week before, they have to come from behind with Baltimore. They've been under it, under pressure here the last couple of weeks, fighting back in games, big, hard-fought games that I just think that's going to take their toll on a short week. Two is banged up a little bit. I just think this is a tough week for them. I like Cincinnati big in this game, giving Cincinnati -3.5. And then I agree with you. I think they're going to be down in this game early. I think they're going to have to throw the football. I'm not going to go the yards route. The receptions route has been great to me all year long. So I'm going to stick with that and go Waddle over 5.5 receptions. One of the premier reception wide receivers in this league. I love him. I think he's going to have a ton of catches down the stretch because they're going to have to throw the ball down big. So give me Cincy -3.5. Waddle over 5.5 receptions.
We are thinking way too similarly.
Yes.
So that's not good for me.
No, I know.
Hey, Lugie.
Well, I might be joining the party with you guys. Look, everything about this line, Bengals laying the 3.5, screams the Bengals. And Evan alluded to it, but with the Dolphins' lack in talent, they make up for in luck. I normally don't like picking against them, but often an emotional win where their defense was on the field for like 90 plays. Tua's banged up. The Bengals seem to right their ship against the Jets. What else is new? The entire league does that. I'm going to take the Bengals laying the 3.5 at home Thursday night short week for the Dolphins. I'm also going to take the over in the game, 48.5. To me, it kind of matches what my pick is. I think the Bengals are going to come out. They're going to score a bunch of points. They're going to lay it on a tired Dolphins defense. And the Dolphins will do enough in their part to get you the over 48.5. So give me the Bengals -3.5 and the total, the over 48.5. Evan, back to you.
Look at that. And if you want to bet against any of the picks we made, or you agree with us, and it really scares me that we all agree on Cincinnati -3.5.
Oh, Dolphins are winning the game outright if we're all taking the Bengals.
And obviously, Craig doesn't bet, but Craig has an opinion on football and made the opinion clear. He thinks the Dolphins are going to get blown out tonight. So we are 4-for-4 in our Dolphin hate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.